Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you on the radio broadcast today, continuing to share with you on the subject of the heart. The heart is what God looks upon. We've talked about the heart is the inner man, the hidden man of the heart, and God wants us to have a heart that is right before Him. Our heart's important because we believe with our heart unto righteousness. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth will speak. Remember, the heart is where the Word of God is sown. And we keep the Word in the midst of our heart, then it's going to produce fruit. If we let the devil come and take it out, then we will not have fruit in our life. The Lord looks on the heart. And we've got to guard our heart. Now, we've talked about what we do with our heart, how we understand the Word with our heart. We can say things in our heart. We ponder the things of God and keep the sayings of God in our heart. We obey the Word of God from our heart. We make melody in our heart to the Lord. And we are to serve the Lord and trust Him from our heart. We are to study how to answer from our heart. Our heart is going to teach our mouth what to speak. And it's important that we have our heart right before the Lord. We've also talked about the effect of the Word in our heart, how it produces joy and rejoicing, and how it brings wisdom to us. And if we hide the Word in our heart, we will not sin against the Lord. Remember, God's Word is written on your heart and written in your mind. The law of God in our heart, it'll cause none of our steps to slide. And it's important that we do have the Word in our heart and we keep it in the midst of our heart. And don't let the devil come in and take it out. And we talked about how Satan comes to try to take the Word out of the heart. Now, of course, at the same time, we have to realize God is dealing with our heart. He is going to try you and test you in your heart to find out whether or not you're going to keep His commandments or not, whether you really love the Lord your God, whether you're going to walk in His ways and obey Him. And we were talking in the last few broadcasts about how we can have evil in our heart. We can have hatred in our heart. We can have a hard heart. We can have pride in our heart, fear in our heart. And we looked at scripture after scripture showing the fact that evil can be in our heart. Well, God wants us to have good things in our heart. But if we have evil, it's going to bring destruction. And today we're going to talk about the effects of a wrong heart or evil in the heart. We must realize that what's in our heart will have a negative effect upon our life. In Exodus 7, verse 14, it talks about Pharaoh's heart was hardened, and he refused to let the people go. If you have a hard heart, you will refuse God's direction in your life. God had said to let the people go, and his hard heart was evident in the fact that he refused to let them go. And if you have a hard heart, you will have shown that you've refused God, and you will continue to refuse God. I've seen many Christians that have allowed a hard heart to get into them, and they have really gotten a resistance to obeying God. They refuse God's authority and leading in their life, and they need to repent on the inside and see a change of heart, that real repentance from the heart on the inside. A hard heart will cause you to refuse God. Also, in verse 13, when Pharaoh's heart was hardened, it said he hearkened not unto them. What goes right along with this is if you have a hard heart, you will be disobedient to God. You will not obey His voice. And it's so important that our heart is right before Him. Because remember, God is dealing with our heart. In Numbers chapter 32, here in verse 7, it talks about the fact that they discouraged the heart of the children of Israel from going over into the land which the Lord had given them. Why? Because they brought up an evil report and they were too lazy to go and do what they want, what God wanted them to do. It says that shall your brethren go to war and shall you sit here? Otherwise, we're supposed to get in there and fight the fight. We're supposed to rise up and get involved in the warfare. We can't sit around and be lazy and let people go and do our fighting for us, or we're supposed to be involved in helping people. And they actually discouraged their heart because of their laziness and because of their refusal to get up and do what God said. It's important that we do not allow our heart to get discouraged or be a vessel to discourage others. in Deuteronomy 1:28 that said the brethren have discouraged our heart, saying, the people is greater and taller than we. The cities are great and walled up to heaven. And moreover, we've seen the sons of the Anakims there. What happened here? They were bringing up an evil report. They were moved by what the enemy was doing. And by looking at the enemy, then they got their eyes off the promise of God, and they discouraged the heart of the people. The Bible talks about, over in Deuteronomy chapter 11, it says, take heed to yourselves that your heart be not deceived, that you turn aside and serve other gods and worship them. Here this brings us to another point, that if we do not take heed to doing the word, our heart will be deceived. And what will be the result? You'll turn aside and you'll serve some other god, because everybody is going to look to something as a source in their life. And if you're not taking heed to God, taking heed to His Word, and obeying what He tells you to do, then your heart is being deceived. And if your heart's being deceived, then you will turn aside and you will serve other gods. There will be other gods, idols before you. It is important that we keep the Word before us and do what God says. So the effects of a wrong heart is you'll go and you'll find something else to serve other than the Lord, and you will have idolatry in your life. In Deuteronomy chapter 7, it says, if I say in thine heart, these nations are more than I, how can I dispossess them? He says, thou shalt not be afraid of them, for thou shalt well remember what the Lord thy God did unto Pharaoh, unto all Egypt. If you say these negative things in your heart, how can I drive out my enemies? You know, that I can't do it attitude. If you let that in your heart, that fear will grip you and you will not overcome. God wants you to declare who you are in Christ, what you have in Christ. So you gotta watch what you say in your heart, and you can say things in your heart. Do not be negative. Do not sit there and look at the circumstances and think that I can't overcome this situation or how can I drive these enemies out. You are allowing fear into your heart, and it will hinder you from possessing the promises of God in your life. In fact, over in Deuteronomy chapter 20, here was a case when the enemies were arrayed against them, and when they went out to battle against their enemies. In verse 3, he said, hear, O Israel, ye approach this day into battle against your enemies. Let not your hearts faint, fear not, and do not tremble, neither be ye terrified because of them. But for the Lord your God is he that goeth with you to fight for you and against your enemies to save you. I'll tell you, God is on our side. If God be for us, who can be against us? He said, when you're going to battle against your enemies, don't let your heart faint. If you let your heart faint because of fear, then you will not see the victory. In fact, in Deuteronomy 20, verse 8, he says, what man is there that is fearful and faint-hearted? Let him go and return into his house, lest his brethren's heart faint as well as his heart. If you have fear or faint-heartedness, you will not be able to win your battles. And he said, go back, and go back to your house. You're not ready. You're not fit for the battle. In fact, if you are trying to get out there and fight that fight with fear and faint-heartedness, you will affect your brethren as well. And he told them to go back. They were not fit for the battle. So the effects of a fearful or a fainting heart is you will not win your battle, and you will affect other people as well. In Deuteronomy chapter 28, the Bible talks about the curses that come upon us from disobedience. And one of them is because they serve not the Lord thy God with joyfulness and with gladness of heart for the abundance of all things that God has given us unto us. And he's given us everything through the Word of God. And so if you don't serve God with that joyfulness and gladness of heart, if you don't keep a rejoicing heart, then you're going to serve your enemies. He said you're going to serve your enemies in hunger and thirst and nakedness and want of all things. So it's important that we keep a joyful heart, gladness of heart, rejoicing in the Lord, keeping our eyes upon the Lord at all times in our life. In Deuteronomy chapter 30, we see a scripture in verse 17. He says, if thine heart turn away, so that thou wilt not hear, but shall be drawn away and worship other gods and serve them, then what's going to happen? He says, you're going to perish. You're not going to prolong your days upon the land. All this destruction is going to come upon him. He says, I've called heaven and earth to record against you. I've set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. He says, choose life, that both thou and thy seed may live. It's important that you do not let your heart be turned away, The result is, if you let your heart be turned away, that you will not hear God's word, you will go off into idolatry, and the result is it will have an effect upon your life. It said it'll shorten your life. You will not prolong your days. It will also bring a perishing or a destruction. The enemy will have place to steal, kill, and destroy. Joshua chapter 14 speaks about Caleb, how Caleb, he brought up the word that was in his heart. But it talks about how the brethren there, he says, that went up with me made the heart of the people melt. But I wholly followed the Lord my God. It is important that you keep the word in your heart, because Caleb brought what word was in his heart and he acted upon it. But what happened to the brethren? They let the enemy take the word out of their heart. So if you let the devil come in and take the word out of your heart, then you will have a negative effect, not only upon yourselves, but upon others. And here they were negative, and they made the part of the heart of the people melt through their unbelief. Unbelief gripped them, while Caleb was one who wholly followed the Lord his God. We want to wholly follow the Lord so that we are going to overcome. In 1 Samuel 28, verse 5, here's Saul, saw the host of the Philistines. He was afraid, and his heart greatly trembled. Here we see, if we are moved by what we see, you see the enemies out there. You might see sickness and disease. It looks like you can't overcome it. I'll tell you, God is our victory. He's our healer. He's our deliverer. You might see some circumstances that the devil's brought against you. It looks like those Philistines are too strong. If you sit there and look at the ites, and you do not look at the Word of God and look at what Jesus is doing, fear will grip you, and that's exactly what happened to him. He had his eyes on the enemy instead of his eyes upon the Lord, and fear will grip your heart. It is important that you watch what you let in your heart, because the effects of it will cause you to be in bondage, it'll cause you not to overcome, it'll cause you to be giving place to the devil, and it will even affect the length of days of your life. And you will turn into the ways of idolatry, and turn into the ways that will cause you to be in bondage and captivity. It's time for you to get a right heart before the Lord so you don't see destruction. We're going to talk more on this in the next broadcast. We'll see you then. God bless you. As I close today, do you have needs in your life? If so, we have a healing, deliverance, and counseling center to minister to your needs. We've seen the Lord set people free from anger, fear, anxiety, emotional and mental problems, as well as poverty and loss of prosperity and addictive problems such as nicotine, alcohol, drugs, and gluttony. The Lord will deliver you from all of these problems. If you would like to receive personal ministry, please call 268-WORD. That's 268-9673. And now, until I greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a doer of the Word of God.